the quieter you become, the more you can hear. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we have our Mindful Monday segment, in which we hear about 5 great benefits that come along with practicing meditation. Enjoy.
Studies have shown that meditating activates the same parts of your brain as taking psilocybin mushrooms. On top of this, meditating has been shown to lower depression, anxiety, and stress, and it increases confidence, your immune system, and it also raises your levels of empathy. Instead of me just telling you about successful people who meditate, I'm going to just show you 4 clips of 4 incredibly successful people in their chosen fields who practice something called transcendental meditation, which is just a form of meditating.
I meditate every day. I meditate every day, and it helps me. It's like having an anchor. If I don't do it, I feel like I'm constantly chasing the day.
I've been a TMer for about 5 years now, and it is one of the most important tools I've adopted in my own life.
So everyone in my life meditates. I am a big proponent of meditation, and for radio, I feel it added tremendous creativity, and having that morning and afternoon, in fact, to this day, after I do the radio show, my head is pounding so bad from the headphones and the loud noise and 5 hours of headphones and talking. I mean, it's exhausting. I go and I meditate, and I walk out and I have the whole rest of my day.
And you gave a great definition of what meditation was.
Yeah, I said that it's like you have a cell phone and then somebody gives you the charger. And you go, oh, now this thing, I can get this thing up to 100 anytime I want.
Yeah, fully juiced.
Yeah,
the
fully,
power of fully juiced.
Yeah.
So after watching that, I think we can all agree that meditating is at least a little bit helpful. But what exactly does it do for us? Because there are so many benefits to meditation, I don't have time to go through all of them. But I am going to go over my top 5 personal favorite reasons to meditate. The first main point is that meditation improves learning, memory, and self-awareness. Long-term practice of meditation increases gray matter density in the areas of the brain associated with self-awareness, compassion, and introspection. Gray matter is made up of the cell bodies of nerve cells. So basically, the more gray matter you have in a certain area of your brain, the smarter you'll become in that certain area. And in my opinion, self-awareness is the number one most important trait when it comes to being successful in business, relationships, school, or really anything at all in life. The second reason is that mindfulness meditation decreases feelings of loneliness. A study from the Carnegie Mellon University indicates that mindfulness meditation training is useful in decreasing feelings of loneliness, which in turn decreases the risk of morbidity and mortality. As I've said in the past, I believe a big reason why people don't get into the right relationships is because they are often looking for another person to complete them. But when you practice meditating and you decrease that feeling of loneliness and you decrease that incomplete feeling, you're much more likely to find the right person who will make you truly happy. The third benefit of meditation is that it lengthens your attention span. And I think today, with all the distractions in our lives, this is more important than ever. To put it simply, if you do something called focused attention meditation, you're basically training your attention span, similar to how you would train your biceps in the gym. If you do this on a regular basis, you will be able to focus on a certain task for much longer without getting distracted. It does not have to be a lot of meditating. In fact, a study has shown that if you practice meditation for only 4 days, this actually could be enough to increase your attention span. The fourth reason is that meditation helps fight addictions. Now, when I say the word addictions, I don't necessarily mean big addictions like being addicted to drugs or alcohol, but I'm also talking about small addictions like constantly checking your Instagram, constantly checking your Facebook messages or even your emails, or simply just being addicted to your phone in general. The mental discipline you can develop through meditation may help you break dependencies by increasing your self-control and awareness of the triggers for addictive behaviors. One study that taught 19 recovering alcoholics how to meditate found that participants who received the training got much better at controlling their cravings, and it lowered the stress associated with the cravings. And again, this is linked to building that gray matter density in the self-awareness part of the brain. The fifth main benefit of meditation is that it reduces stress and anxiety in general. A study from the University of Wisconsin-Madison indicates that the practice of open monitoring meditation, which again is just a very basic form of meditation, reduces the gray matter density in the areas of the brain related with anxiety and stress. Meditators were much more able to attend moment-to-moment focus. So all that means is, if there is a problem that entered the meditator's life, it is much easier for them to move on to the next thing, and it's much easier for them to address the problem. While someone who doesn't practice meditation, oftentimes they get so hung up on that one problem or issue, it could ruin their whole day and even ruin their week sometimes. I can honestly say that meditation has changed my life, and I'm not trying to sell you anything, I'm not trying to get you to download some app, I am just sharing with you how much of a positive impact meditation had on my life, and I really would encourage you to at least try it out.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.